The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday,
yeah.
December 19th, 2022. Quickly running out the string till Christmas and then New Year's in 2023. Good morning, everybody. And it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I kept wondering when I was looking up online, you know, world headlines for December 20th. And it kept saying, well, 19th. And I thought, well, why isn't it calculating? I'm a day ahead. Okay.
You're always a day ahead.
Well, or behind.
The news is
a
brought
month.
To you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning. And what national day does it look like today?
Well, it's National Hard Candy Day, and look for an evergreen. So if you need a Christmas tree, that was the last time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
National Hard Candy Day. Somebody keeps putting candy canes in the studio here.
It's the season.
And they keep disappearing.
Well, of course.
Well, it's the weekend
they're
shows.
They're little tiny ones,
well,
too.
The weekend shows. They come through here.
They're sinless. How's that?
They come out with little red marks all over their lips from the
okay.
candy cane.
Red tongues.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Dense fog advisory. Mostly clear with a high of 48 tonight, overnight lows of 37. And I don't know about you guys, but I just put that huge, almost like it's a feather, down comforter, but on top of the bed. So, windows open, heater off, huge, like heavy down comforter. Mm-hmm. That is just like, to me, that's golden. Mostly cloudy tonight, overnight lows of 37 again tomorrow. Rain, looks like 60% chance of rain with a high of 49. Tuesday night, looks like overnight 42. Wednesday, slight chance of rain, then partly sunny with a high of 55. And Wednesday night, overnight lows of 41. Thursday, partly sunny, 58. Friday, slight chance of rain, then partly sunny with the 58. And the week ahead of us is the, I know everybody's just going on vacation, they're on, it's really weird right now. When we look outside of the studio window, I mean, a lot of people are now it's the Christmas week of holidays that start. So, wherever you are, if you're listening to the station this morning, be careful. You know, do things, take a deep breath, realize that everybody's doing last minute things to get ready for the holidays. It is the hustle and the bustle and
the
rush.
Only 6 shopping days left.
Well, I don't like to look at it like that, but anyway, so, yeah, we're gonna have
that's what you were talking
interesting
about.
Weather, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of the Darwin Awards?
Yes.
Okay. The Darwin Awards is given to people who have done really kind of strange things. There's 8 nominees for it this year. And number 4 is Gary Hoy, 39. He was a lawyer, demonstrating the safety of windows in a downtown Toronto skyscraper when he was demonstrating the strength of building windows. He went over and he jumped up against it. It wasn't as strong as he thought, and he dropped 24 floors to his death.
Oh.
He previously had conducted demonstrations of window strength, according to police reports.
Not a good demonstration.
Yeah, and according to the managing partner of the firm, he said that Hoy was one of the best and brightest members of the 200-man association. I wonder what it would be like one that wasn't quite as bright.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah. To me, that was...
Now, here's a guy.
A cocktail-induced.
Here's a guy. Decided to use a cigarette lighter to check the barrel of a muzzle loader.
Oh, I got something to tell. I've got and that. That's so that, stupidity,
that,
I can't even...
That didn't work.
No.
It blew up in his
face. Okay, now you and I are always...
Why is yours more important than my last one?
Because I told you really wanted to get this out. We got our special guest that came in. I know we got to cover some stuff. But this is funny because you and I go back and forth about age. And I don't know, living in the Far East, I don't know when I adapted this feeling or this mentality, but I always, when I'm a certain age, I call myself the next year. So, pretending to say I was 14, I'd be 15. I'm in my 15th year. Like, we are going in, even though, okay, with the radio station, we're going into our 14th year, so I just say 14th. Well, in June 2023, people in South Korea will suddenly become younger. The BBC reported on December 8th, the South Korean parliament voted to switch from two traditional methods of counting age to the more widely recognized international method, maybe that's it, for official documents. Currently, Koreans are 1 year old at birth. Remember, that's why you always, you're not that old, you're not that old. Well, I kind of, yes, I am. And then gain another year on the first day of the each following year. An alternative method is them at zero upon birth and adding a year each January 1st. So, for example, someone born on December 31st, 2002 is 19 years old using the international method, but under Korea's traditional methods, they might be 20 or 21 years old. One member of the parliament said the change will reduce unnecessary socioeconomic costs because legal and social disputes as well as confusion persist due to the different ways of calculating age.
I'm confused just listening to you talk about it.
Well, I'm just saying.
So are they saying now that when they're born, they're going to be zero? And then when on the anniversary of their birth, they're going to be one?
Yes. Somewhere in there. You're confusing me now.
Like Americans do.
Well, no, because they could be 20 or 21. There could be a couple age years of discrepancy there. So in Asia, when you're born, you're considered 1 year old. You're not zero.
Welcome to my world, doctor.
You're 1 year old. So I just have always said, if I'm a certain age, I'm going into this next year. You've done this to me since we've been married, and I'm just saying, understand now.
You're saying, well, I'm 55. No, you're not. You're 54, which is true. In American,
well,
if you're going to go Chinese, why don't you go all out?
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know how to take that comment right there, but anyway, so
let's have a
I just Far think that's
East
interesting.
Party. Let's have a Far East party and drink.
No,
I
think that's interesting.
And drink habu whiskey.
Do that. So anyway, it is the week of Christmas, the week before Christmas, and we have so many. We just can't express enough how lovely things have been with the lighted Christmas parade. This morning, it's still dark outside, of course, and the Christmas tree downtown is just splendid. And we just, we're very, very excited about our next guest coming up because we're going to be talking to Dr. Ian Grady, who is here, I want to call you a breast specialist, but we're going to just kind of go with all the different letters behind your name, and what you're here to talk about is mammograms and your expertise and that kind of thing. I'm so happy that you came on because I called you to be a guest speaker. We're going to talk about it after the break. We got to get ready for a break. But first, let's talk about that. If you're looking to improve your health, which we all do, we all know the importance of what it is to get a really good night's sleep, because this is where you really give the energy back to your body with a deep, deep sleep and how to heal, how to be able to deal with the daily stresses of life. Of course, we know it's nutritional, but it's so important to sleep, and we can't say enough about our Sleep Number bed. We talk about it every day because we do use it, and right now there's always special savings going on at the Sleep Number store that's next to the Vitamin Shoppe in the Target Shopping Center. My Sleep Number setting last night was 35.
And my Sleep Number setting last night was 50. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now only $1,999. That's a great price, by the way. That ends Thursday, December 22nd. Only at Sleep Number stores over there, as Linda said, in the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Phil or any of the people in there. Lay on all the beds. Give yourself a gift that's going to last for decades. The gift of great sleep at Sleep Number. 7:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You do. You make me feel like dancing. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th, honey, the 19th of December, 7:19 in the morning, 20. My computer says 29. I don't know if that's true, but it was cold this morning.
Yes.
Whoa. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute and fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. That's just one of the very things that they're noted for. My gosh, they're on the cutting edge of technology over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And speaking of that, we're here with Dr. Ian Brady.
Ian Grady. Dr. Grady.
I've got it written down right here. I do not know why
Dr. Ian Grady, who is the founder of North Valley Breast Clinic. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to do a little bit of a background that, you know how we feel when we have doctors who come in and are so fantastic and they help you to discover or help. And many, where there's a lot of hero worshiping because we say you save our lives. But Dr. Grady, about 4 years ago, I had a runaway, infection that started in my breast. And, I had, Dr. Orna Gill, we went into emergency. And then after I got out of 4 days in the hospital, where they couldn't figure out what this infection was, I went and had 8 breast biopsies with Dr. Grady, and I'll never forget the phone call the next day. You don't have cancer! It was so, you were excited, and you couldn't wait to share the news. But through that experience, I was every single week coming in to try to figure out what this infection could possibly be. So I became very familiar with your staff and you and the kindness and the expertise, and you're here today. Thanks so much for coming.
Well, thank you.
And you're here today because I asked if you would speak at Chicks and Chaps, which is a breast for Think Pink for the Reading Rodeo Association. There's something that they do that's called Chicks and Chaps, which is next year, December 19th. And you said, I'd love to. And then you started talking about how during COVID, women didn't go in and get their mammograms. And I said, could you come on here and talk about what's happening right now? And you said, of course.
Sure.
And here you are.
Happy to. COVID was a bad time for us, mainly because, not just because of the infections themselves, but because a lot of people put off screening, not just for breast cancer, but for a whole variety of different problems. And now we're starting to see a lot of advanced cancers and a lot of problems that have popped up as a result of that. And so it's important for everybody to keep up on the screening, and regardless of what else is going on out in the health world, we want to encourage everybody to keep up on your breast cancer screening, your colon cancer screening, all the other things that you need to do just to avoid these types of problems in the future.
All right, so how do you if you're the people who are listening and women and men and driving and going places or listening at their house, and they just don't want to have an X-ray?
Sure. There are people who don't want to have an X-ray. There are people that can't have, and mammography is essentially, it's a breast X-ray, okay? But there's people that can't do that. There's people that don't want to do that, but there's also other people that can't do that. People, for example, with large breast implants, people who have had previous surgery, people who have a lot of pain, have difficulty tolerating mammographic studies. And for those people, we recommend, ultrasound screening, which actually is something of a new thing. It started up pretty much in around 2008 with a paper that was published by the, American College of Radiology and a doctor in Pennsylvania named Wendy Berg. And they looked at, ultrasound guided screening and we've been doing that, really sort of ever since. And we pick up a lot of cancers that, not only you can find an ultrasound, but we pack up some that you can't see on mammogram.
So you have a special machine, one we're going to talk about in a little bit, that is brand new, that is arriving today.
Yes.
But you have a certain machine that we think about the mammogram is where, you pick your breast up and it goes in between two things, and then it's all the different ways. But then there's one that just comes down almost like if you're in a hospital room and you think about that square light that goes down and kind of just rolls on the breast tissue. So that is not as invasive. You're one of the very few that has that north of Sacramento.
Yes, there, we are, I think, there's one in Eugene, as I understand. There's one, and then the closest one south of us is in San Francisco.
All right, so here we have that in Reading at the North Valley Breast Clinic. We're here with Dr. Ian Grady.
The one thing I remember when I was, because I was so involved in this, of course, was that the other physicians telling us that you could get the results back then, now.
Yes.
And where other people would have to send them off and be 2-3 days sometimes.
It can be 2 or 3 weeks sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to be on the upbeat. I had heard that 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And when you look at it like that, that you can do the test and get the results back that day. That's huge to people that are worried.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And for you to be able to start making the process of what do we do now? Yeah, so I found that very I guess it's a strange word to use, but comforting, that you know that when you can find out what's going on now.
Yeah, we have a nice setup for that. We our studies are our mammogram studies are read by world class radiologists who are actually outside the local area. We send a mammogram study off on over the internet to Atlanta, Georgia, to a company there that does that. They send it in turn to different radiologists that they have around the country. We get a result back in 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
now, that's a first I've heard. That is amazing.
Yeah.
How did you go about finding your people in order, your experts? What called you to find these people out of Atlanta?
Well, the breast cancer community is actually pretty small. There are maybe 200 or 300 surgeons that really have high volume and do a lot of this in the United States, and I'm part of that group. Okay, and we get together every year in Las Vegas for a meeting in the fall, and between these guys, I mean, we know everybody. I mean, everybody who's doing this, who's in the field, everybody has a good reputation. Either I or somebody that I know knows somebody. So, and it's all social sort of networking. We get together at these meetings. We meet different people. We learn about new people, learn about new techniques. We sort of evaluate the latest and greatest sort of technologies that are out there. And then, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to bring many of those to Reading.
Well, you are amazing. Your staff is amazing. And I encourage anybody listening, both women and men, to get your mammogram. And there's all variations of how you can do it. When we come back from our break, let's talk about the new machine you've got.
Okay.
And let's talk about other things like when you should go get your mammogram. Is there a specific time that you should do that, like a certain age? Okay,
yeah.
When we get back.
And there's also things like what happens if there's something abnormal in it.
Okay.
In the mammogram, and then steps from there. Because a lot of women will get an abnormal mammogram, but that doesn't mean the worst.
We're here with Dr. Ian Grady from North Valley Breast Clinic.
And this portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses here in Reading, organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. It's located at 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100 in downtown Reading. And we're a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, as are like 800 or 900 other businesses here in town. Appointments are available, or for more information, call them at 530-225-4433. Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Dr. Ian Grady.
An awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday Brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, it's the week before Christmas and we've got so many wonderful things to talk about. And right now we're so privileged and grateful that Dr. Ian Grady is with us this morning. He's the founder of North Valley Breast Clinic.
North Valley Breast Clinic, yes.
Absolutely. And so we are here to talk about a couple things. You've got a brand new machine that's coming in, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, we were discussing before the break, when does somebody go in for the first mammogram? How do you encourage people to look at how important it is to look at the tissue of your breast where cancer may form?
Well, that's it. I mean, the idea is screening, and and really screening has been the basis of cancer control in the United States since the 1960s. In other words, you want to pick up cancers before they become symptomatic, because when they're symptomatic, they're usually stage two, and stage two has a lower survival rate. You want to pick them up when they're stage one or stage zero, because at those stages, the people's survival is the same as people in the population without breast cancer. And so that's the whole idea behind breast cancer screening. Now, mammography is the traditional way of doing it, and there are some new twists to mammography now. There is something called digital breast tomosynthesis, which our new machine will do, that allows you to allows the mammographic exam to be a little bit more sensitive to cancers that it might otherwise miss. The big advantage here, of course, is it reduces callbacks. Callbacks are when you see something and you have to bring somebody back for further evaluation. Mm-hmm. The tomosynthesis reduces that. We can also do biopsies under tomosynthesis guidance, and so it's there's a lot of technology get out of this. But there's also, in addition to mammogram, there's also ultrasound. Ultrasound screening is better for people who are younger, people who have increased breast density mm-hmm. on mammogram, which can make the mammogram more difficult to see through the tissue. Mm-hmm. And so when you start really sort of depends on your age, and it depends a lot on what your risk is. People who are higher risk, I mean, traditionally people start at 40, but people who are higher risk should start earlier. And we sort of divide people up into sort of average risk people. For those folks, you know, getting a mammogram every year starting at 40 is perfect. People who are a little bit higher, moderate risk, we usually start them at 35. Okay. And we start with ultrasound screening. People who are high risk, we usually start at 30. And then there's some people who are very high risk. These are people with bad, genetic mutations, things of that nature. We can start, even earlier. So, it's the combination of mammography plus ultrasound has really been sort of a sea change in the screening world, and allows us to, increase the number of cancers that we find at an early stage by about 50%.
Well, two things that we talked about. First of all, at the break, there's kind of a dichotomy here, interesting, that I was saying, how do people who maybe don't have insurance, or they're nervous, or they are worried about the money, you were saying that the tobacco tax industry has put together like a fund for people to afford getting a mammography.
Well, it's actually not the tobacco tax industry. It's the state of California.
Okay.
The state of California exerts a tax against tobacco.
Okay.
And part of that they then use to fund screening studies for people who are unable to afford breast cancer screening.
Okay.
And so that's available. They also have a treatment fund so that if you find a cancer on your screening that is detected through what's called the BCCTP, then you can get treatment for that cancer as well.
And what is the BCCTP?
Well, the BCCTP is the Breast Cancer Treatment Plan.
It comes out of the tobacco tax money. Okay. Now let's talk about here in the final segment, minutes that we have, about this new machine. Truck is in front of your office right now. How exciting!
Yes.
Okay, state of the art. Nobody else, of course. So you're breaking through again with something very unique and unusual. And tell us.
It's actually not that unique. Tomosynthesis as a technology has been around for about 10 years. Okay, but it has improved progressively, and it's now much more sensitive. There's less radiation. There's less compression that happens now with the exam. And it's more sensitive, particularly for picking up small calcifications, small what they call asymmetric densities, and it's more effective in dense breast tissue. But the big advantage of it is that it reduces callbacks. A callback happens when people, you know, come in for a mammogram and then they see something. They're not sure what it is, so they call you back to get more views, more images to look at it. And that can be very anxiety provoking. So reducing callbacks is a very beneficial thing to do.
Well, I mean, like, we know, because in my case, I always come in once a week to mm-hmm. see where progressing or not progressing, or where that was. So this machine would have been like perfect in my case, because we didn't know if there was something hiding behind something. We couldn't find it.
Yes, and also in your case, we used a lot of ultrasound too. And
yeah.
Ultrasound is also sort of is the other screening workhorse.
So is this going to be compression, or is this ultrasound, this new machine?
The new machine is a mammogram machine. It's a type of mammogram machine. There is some compression with it, although less compression than there used to be.
Okay.
Okay. And of course, ultrasound, of course, has no compression. And there are some people that just, you know, can't do a mammogram because of pain, because they have large implants, which you can't displace out of the way. There's a variety of reasons. Some people just don't want to do the radiation, and I understand that. And so we do a lot of just ultrasound screening alone as well. The important thing is not so much how you do the screening. The important thing is that you do the screening.
Right. And you're here to keep ringing that bell about the fact that, you know, it's almost like we talk about with colon cancer and breast cancer, is that if you get it early.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the three cancers that are found early. Has a great survival rate.
Well, yeah, and it's more than that. I mean, it has a lot of importance from a public health standpoint, okay? Screening people in the population, okay, with annual mammography, that alone decreases all-cause mortality among women by 50%, which is sort of amazing. And
which is very amazing.
Staggering.
And, yeah, so you can decrease premature mortality among women by 50% just by doing mammography.
When did you get your last one?
About 5 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I understand that it's painful for a lot of women. And I heard a woman say, if men were put through this with a part of their body, this would have been fixed decades ago.
Well, they're working on it, right?
Well, we are working on it. We're doing less compression. But, I mean, if people have a lot of pain, the best way to go is just ultrasound.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
ultrasound is... it actually turns out to be a very good screening modality, and it's not painful at all, and there's no radiation.
Well, I will say that you have an incredible facility. It's right over there off of Buenaventura, right behind the, grocery outlet up there, and you've got a wonderful staff, and they've been so helpful and wonderful. And Dr. Grady, we really appreciate you coming on today. It's really important when you think about the gift of life, the gift of what you give to others. It's taking care of yourself. And we just thought it was really important to have you on, to come on to talk about, don't hesitate. Do it now. Get your mammographies, mammograms. And you've got all these different ways to do it.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. And it's
The other thing, too, though, is that the year is about over. And maybe, you know, this year, every year we say, you know, we're going to take better care of ourselves. And every year we do. Mm-hmm. We lose weight. We exercise more and all that. However, you know, maybe it's time at the beginning of the year to set up a schedule. If you're a woman and you've skipped a couple of years, to set up the mammogram, to set up a colonoscopy, to set up those things, mm-hmm. you know, go in and get a checkup from your doctor and get your blood
baseline.
Work. Get your baseline done.
Yes.
And it's... Dr. Khan, Muhammad Khan, was on the other day, and he said that if you ate the Mediterranean diet, which everybody I think is familiar with, he said it actually, after years of study, after following people for 20 years, they found out that for every 12 months you live, your body only ages 9.
Well, that's
and
good.
If you think about that.
Yeah, I like the
Mediterranean
diet. I feel better on it, by the way.
And but see, there's little things we can do, or preemptive strikes that we can do to keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah. Well, medicine is getting better and better all the time.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's amazing.
And we will see you and hear you on the 19th of May for Chicks and Chaps. We appreciate that you're going to... add your expertise on the roster of speakers that day. Again, those are special tickets. There's only, I think, 100 tickets that are sold for Chicks and Chaps. So this is going to be the 75th anniversary for the Reading Rodeo. And, of course, Chicks and Chaps, I think this might be the 7th year for Chicks and Chaps, which, again, is on the Friday of the Think Pink of the Reading Rodeo. So it's a separate deal. But it is very special.
It's in the afternoon.
It's wonderful. Yeah. So we look so forward to having Dr. Ian Grady. And thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the talk in May. I'm going to buy a cowboy hat. It'll be my first rodeo.
It'll be your first rodeo.
First rodeo.
We'll get you some seats so you can be right there where you get kind of covered with dirt.
Right.
And that, and maybe put you exactly in the spot where the bull came over the other day.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
We'll move you over a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has built a company that now is the largest privately owned company in California. Teaches in over 40 different places. All of the Sportsman's Warehouses, the Cabela's, the Bass Pro Shops, all of those, plus so many other areas now that California has seen the light and is allowing people to actually have a concealed carry license. for more information, set up a class for you or a private class or get in one of our group classes or set one up for your business. So many different things. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:48 in the morning here on Monday the 19th. We're getting close to Christmas. I haven't felt the real surge to go out and Christmas shop, though, for you, honey. I kind of thought that I covered it. But then again, I'm never sure. So you always have something under the tree. It may be it's going to be a box, great wrapping, and a little note that says, I love you. On the inside. But it gives you something to unwrap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's got it all covered, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, of course, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been helping people since 1993. With all the craziness going on in the markets and everything else, are you going to outlive your money? If you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k or maybe your health insurance, any of these, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. We have our insurance with our life insurance with Judy. She found us a great deal. Okay, 7:49 in the morning, and we're getting ready to have Shasta County Office of Education on three different groups of people here. As you may know or not know, the Shasta County Office of Education made a decision on transgender students, and gender identity, and how it will be handled in the schools. And it says, when as permitted by law, the COE maintains sex segregated facilities such as restrooms and lockers, and but offers sex segregated programs and activities such as physical education classes, and say may participate in each program and activity consistent with their gender identity. So the student's gender identity shall be the gender asserted by the student. So this has caused some consternation, and it was not open. It was a vote, 6-1. And I reached out to Judy, and she's said that the person from the Office of Education would be more than happy to come on the show, and we can discuss this. It's a law and how it's going to be done in all of this. So be looking for that at the beginning of the new year. Now, other things going on. I thought that, you know how people get excited and, you know, at big sporting events?
Yes, of course. Let's talk about World Cup.
The World Cup, where this Argentinian lady got really excited when Argentina won, and she pulled her shirt off.
Oh, well, and she got, that's France.
She
was Argentinian. Oh,
she was Argentinian, and they're in Qatar.
Whoa.
Well, you don't do that.
No.
And so she was arrested, and she may,
of course,
she may end up in jail because she flashed the stands.
All right, so Argentina beating France via a penalty shootout in one of the most thrilling finals in tournament history. Argentine soccer legend Lionel Messi dazzled his last World Cup match, scoring twice, making tournament history, and finally hoisting the trophy. The streets of Buenos Aires were awash with blue and white as people poured out to celebrate, while the match in Qatar ended in glory from, is it Messi? Or Messi, as a fitting culmination of its extraordinary career. It was a sad outcome for France's superstar, Kylian, I can't think of his last name, Mbappé. France had a stunning comeback to force the final to extra time, but wasn't able to secure the win, falling short of becoming the first team to win back-to-back World Cup title in 60 years. Now the countdown begins to the next Men's World Cup in 2026. It will be held in the U.S., Mexico, in Canada.
The new National Defense Bill, Authorization Bill, as Biden asked for $518 billion, and they bumped it up to $858 billion from $813 billion, and which did not even begin to account for the full impact of inflation, the $815 billion that Biden wanted. It has, the bill contains numerous provisions that enhance military readiness, among other things. It prohibits the early retirement of combat platforms, such as the F-22 fighter, calls for the procurement of 11 Navy ships, restores funding for a sea-launched nuclear cruise missile, probably not a bad idea, acquires a 12th Coast Guard National Security Cutter and reforms the National Defense Stockpile, which means you have to have a stockpile. Also included is provision lifting the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for service members. With military recruiting falling short, it's hard to argue the wisdom of separating service members or denying enlistment to volunteers for declining to take the vaccine. The resulting crisis led the NDAA to shrink the Army's in-strength by 33,000 soldiers from its 2022 authorized level. Earlier versions of it included several provisions requiring reports on personal characteristics unrelated to professional competence, and that got dropped out. So, we're not making our recruiting goals. Why? There's a number of reasons. One, there's jobs out there. Some people, but we've had that before.
It's not glamorous.
It's not glamorous
to be in the military anymore.
Confidence in the military has shrunk for the first time. And I think a lot of it has to do with wokeness in the military, with forcing people out who have been through the schools who didn't want to get their vaccination. Now, I understand the reason behind it. I was in a long time. You're going down getting vaccinated. And it really wasn't a big thing because it just wasn't. But then COVID became such a hot potato on it. And so you were, people that were doing an exemplary job and didn't want to be, they just didn't want to be inoculated. And as we know, vaccinations don't prevent other people from getting it, don't prevent you from getting it. And all these things came out afterwards. Anyway, they stripped that out of the defense bill, thank God. And Biden's probably saying the same thing. The Army is having a hell of a time recruiting. And the Marines, for the first time, were having to dip into their little reserves because they always have extras. Yeah, we always have extras out there. There's more people that want to enlist than we can take. So we kind of keep them on, keep their names. But we had to dip into that this year. And everybody was having problems. So we need to make the military what it's supposed to be.
I have no idea
a
why.
A war-fighting machine.
People don't like to be told what to do. And that is the reality, is that once you sign the check, as you said, your life then is turned over and you're told where to go and what to do. And it's just we're in a whole different time. So
that's just life.
Anyway, Avatar, okay. Way of Water is earned. Now, this may sound whopping, but get this, folks. It's earned $435 million at the global box office. But wait. It needs to make another $2 billion to break even with its expensive production cost. Do you think it's going to make it?
Yeah, it'll make it. It'll make it worldwide because I've heard a couple of people have seen Avatar, the water thing, and they like it.
Okay.
And, frankly, I really liked the first Avatar. Now, will I go back and see the second one? I don't know.
We haven't been to the movie
in so long. I'm still stuck on Maverick Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a movie that was entirely entertaining.
Yeah.
We'll never get an Academy Award nomination. It made millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because what is Tom Cruise? I saw him in a commercial.
Yeah, we watched it. It was during the game.
It was during the game, and he's out in a plane, hanging out in the side of a plane, saying,
talking.
Thank you so much for making Maverick Top Gun a success. Thank you so much for letting us entertain you. And, he went on to talk like this a couple minutes, and then
then he jumps out of a plane and does
he jumps out of a perfect, yeah.
Yeah, somersaults in
and
the air.
And he's talking, he's going straight down, and it's like, then he starts doing. Now, it looked like to me he was heading for the ocean. Now, I'm sure that he was going to, pop a chute and kind of go back into land. We haven't heard from Tom Cruise.
Maybe that's the beginning of another film, where he lands in the ocean and it's like, doom, 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 yeah.
And then he swims in.
Yeah, then he swims in all of a sudden, yeah.
And he jumps out and he's got a dry tuxedo on. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Pope Francis, their Parthenon sculptures to Greece have been, these are 2,500-year-old sculptures. They've been held at the Vatican for years. So now this Pope, Pope Francis is ordering them to give back to the Greek Orthodox Church. That's new in the news today. Had in our headlines, and then we were I had to know about this. You know, in the donuts, the pink boxes that's synonymous with getting donuts. I was watching the YouTube on that this morning because Team Bagel. I don't know if you're Team Bagel or your donuts, but there is a history on the donut box. It started from a guy who was an immigrant in Los Angeles in the 70s, and he just started with the pink boxes. Mm-hmm. And then all the donut shops had broken some more immigrants and helped other people develop these donuts. And so it started out of L.A. with this guy with the pink boxes.
Now, and he was an immigrant, and he was the king of donuts, and now his daughter is what, the princess of donuts or
yeah.
something like that. Okay, we got to run. We come back. Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Will he stay or will he go? Elon Musk did bow to honor the results of a poll asking whether he should stay on as Twitter's boss. Well, more than half of the 17 million plus people who voted in that poll say that Musk should step down. Incoming, it's a pre-Christmas wintry blast.
Forecasters are warning of treacherous holiday travel and life-threatening cold for big parts of the nation.
Below zero readings are likely and expected across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. But even for locations down into the southeast, mid-Atlantic, temperatures dipping down into the single digits or teens.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says besides the Arctic blast, rain and snow are also in the forecast.
Potential there for some heavy rainfall across the eastern U.S. And on the colder side of the storm system, we're looking at a potential for a swath of locally heavy snowfall somewhere across the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Canadians are stunned by a mass shooting that left a half dozen people dead.
It happened in a condominium in Vaughan, Ontario, a Toronto suburb. York Regional Police Chief James McSween called it a horrendous scene. Five people were shot and killed. One person has been hospitalized, and one of his officers shot and killed the suspect at the unit. Ontario's Special Investigations Unit is on the case. McSween said there is no further threat to the community. Mass shootings are rare in Canada, and Toronto has long prided itself as being one of the safest big cities in the world. I'm Jennifer King.
The way things stand now, looks like Trump-era public health restrictions on illegal immigration will come to an end on Wednesday. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 26 points, while the NASDAQ is off 117, the S&P trading 21 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
The streets of Buenos Aires packed with revelers after Argentina's dramatic 4-2 victory over France in soccer's World Cup.
This has been a personal crusade for Argentinians, wanting to win a third World Cup, yes, but wanting to win it for Lionel Messi, the final jewel in the crown for their footballing icon. In a country known for its tango, this was the ultimate last dance for Messi, propelling him to legendary status alongside Diego Maradona. Their mission accomplished, hundreds of thousands of Lionel Messi fans, all with their number 10 shirts, came out onto the streets across the country.
The BBC's Katie Watson. Several police officers have been killed in a restive area of southern Jordan while trying to arrest suspects in last week's murder of a police commander. News and analysis, townhall.com. With an estimated 40,000 people living in the streets, City of Los Angeles has booked thousands of hotel rooms.
On her first day in office last week, Mayor Karen Bass declared a state of emergency on homelessness. On Sunday, she told NBC's Meet the Press, beginning Tuesday, her administration will start moving homeless people off streets and into motel rooms through a new program. The mayor says they want to reach a significant number of people, but added no one will be coerced into moving just to clean up the streets. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Multiple explosive drones have targeted Ukraine's capital in a pre-dawn attack as Russian President Putin prepares to visit ally Belarus. Today's drone attacks came 3 days after what Ukrainian officials described as one of Russia's biggest assaults on Kiev since the start of the war. Russia launched 23 drones at Kiev. Ukrainian forces shot down 18 of them. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 19th of December, six more shopping days till Christmas. Yes, I count the 25th. 8:05. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are cutting-edge technology over there, the newest techniques and procedures, where now you don't have to go down to UC Davis or Sacramento or anywhere else. They have it right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And we already know it's National Hard Candy Day.
Right.
Okay.
And Evergreen. And
Evergreen Day.
Evergreen.
Get your tree.
Love.
Get your
tree.
You know what? Some people put their...
Soft is an easy chair. That's Evergreen. Dense fog advisory today, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Calm wind tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 37. Tuesday rain likely most after 4 p.m. You look outside, it's kind of, grim.
Grim.
Kind of a grim weather. I don't know. I don't know if I like
that. No, it's
grim.
Very Christmassy. It's white.
It's yeah.
Crisp out
that's
there.
That's good. This Krispy Kreme.
You know what?
I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
When we were driving in
I'm
the other
obsessed.
Day, we were looking at the snow-capped mountains coming down. It's just beautiful here in the north.
Forecast. Wednesday, slight chance of rain and partly sunny with a high of 55. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Overnight lows of 41. Thursday, partly sunny, 58. Thursday night, chance of rain with overnight lows of 43. And Friday, slight chance of rain and partly... Can you do that someplace else besides on the microphone?
I didn't. I was over here.
All right. So, slight chance of rain and partly sunny with
overnight lows of 43.
No, that's my microphone.
Thank you. Krispy Kreme. We were talking about Krispy Kreme because... Let me just get this out. Let me just get it out.
Wait a minute. Let me just give a background on this. Linda starts talking about Krispy Kreme donuts 2 months ago, maybe three. And it's been going on since then. So try to get it out of your system.
Well, because you've never had one, and I can't believe it, because the first time I ever experienced one when it's after living in L.A. and living all over the place, I'm with a girlfriend in Nashville, and she goes, I think it was the red light is on, and I don't know what time it was. We were doing music. I think it must have been midnight. I had no idea what she was talking about. And that's when, and I was trying to explain that to you, and you still don't know that. So I just had to look it up because it's been bugging me. So anytime the shop is turned on its hot light, which is the red light, it signals that fresh donuts are rolling off the glazer. Now we don't have one of these in Redding. I told him if we're in Sacramento over the holidays, and we go buy a Krispy Kreme, I will go in, we will drive through, and I'll get one for you. So anyone can score a free original glazed donut, again, with no purchase necessary. Krispy Kreme even gives you the scoop on when these hot lights are on. And there's one in Roseville. So we'll go, and you'll get a Krispy Kreme. Not a grocery store Krispy Kreme, one that's from...
When the red light's on, it means that they are rolling off.
And they're going to give you a free one, too.
Why would they do that?
It's their deal.
Okay, if the red light's on.
If the red light is on.
So, I mean, are there people maybe waiting outside with their little faces pushed up against the window?
It's their little noses.
Little noses and their tongue up against the window.
And you never know if it's going to come. Usually from 5 to 8 p.m. is when the light is on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it's not like in the morning.
I can't help but think that we have...
Heavenly.
Donut, we have Heavenly here. Mm-hmm. That used to be Krispy Kreme, I think, at one point years ago. I have to go back and look that up. But it seems to me since they make donuts, they've got a light that also comes on.
It could be.
And at a certain time, and then you can go in there and get a fresh donut. That's probably not a free one, but still. I mean, donuts are donuts. I mean, I hate to say this.
No, they're not.
They're not. Okay.
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
No, those donuts aren't the same.
Heavenly's are good. Okay.
So, it's like saying,
when was the last time you ate a donut?
Yesterday.
Just out of
It was not.
You were still a donut anytime we can get a donut.
No, the last time we ate donuts was when Simpson University was in here on a Thursday and they brought them all in.
Yeah.
Okay.
They brought in donuts and it was like, oh.
See, I really try to watch my sugar content, so... Even though people bring them in, you know, bring them to the station, the guys will eat them. I just don't do sugar a lot. Mm-hmm. So it has to be something really, really, like in the holidays, I'll do that. Like, love what you brought, Susan. That is adorable. And you know you handmade that.
What is it? It's fudge. It's from my grandmother's recipe. Everybody always loves fudge.
Yeah.
And so I brought you just a little bit so
that you
could just nibble on it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, by the way, we are here with Susan Clark.
Susan Wilson.
Just like
Clark.
You said Dr. Brady this morning. I'm sorry.
See how she shifts it over to me?
I know.
I was wondering, who is Susan Clark?
She's a jewelry designer.
Okay. But it is Susan Wilson. And we're going to talk about how you make decisions.
You're right. Well, you know, last time I was here, we talked about a lot about how do we think, why do we think the way we think? And so after we were talking about that, I happened to participate in this workshop on how do we get to those decisions that make us think the way that we think and do what we do. So I found this thing called the ladder of inference. And so in your mind, for your listeners, picture a ladder. And it just talks about how we get to thinking the way that we think. And I actually thought it was pretty interesting. You know, many of us, we just jump to conclusions. We see something, we hear something, and we go, ah, I like that. And then it goes to what we talked about last time. Once you know what you like, you look for information to support what you like, and you wander through your world. Well, how do you get to what you like? You know, and so this ladder of inference, I thought it was kind of cool. And it talks about how in our daily life, we wander from here to there. We meet people. We hear things. We see things. And when every time we do that, we take that observation and add material to it. Okay, so we give meaning to the things we see. So, for example, I said, that is a cool sweater. All right? That's a cool sweater you have on today. And I go, I like that sweater. And I go, one of the meanings I would add to it is, Susan, you're a little overweight to wear a sweater like that. You know, I mean, that's what I would think. No, not you overweight.
No, but I mean,
me
you would
overweight.
Think that about yourself.
I would think that about myself.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. You've noticed about me. I mostly wear loose clothes. Those are comfortable for me.
Okay.
And but I thought, wow. And then I start thinking about it some more, and I make assumptions, and I go, I wonder if she ever wore that, you know, like singing or opening a rodeo, you know, where do you, I mean, because it's a gorgeous sweater, and here you are, no people, no, you know.
I wear it for
stuff
me.
Like that. You wear it for you.
Yeah.
So I'm gradually adding things.
Yes.
Do you see what
on
I'm
your
saying?
Ladder of
on
inference.
On my ladder of inference. And I think that's really important for us to think about how we do that. And then I draw a conclusion. You know, I've added a little information. I've thought about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I go, wow, you know, now that I think about it, you always wear makeup. I have no makeup on. You know, you wear makeup. You look good. You're on the radio. And I'm thinking, you know, that makes you probably, not you in particular, but it makes a person, I think, attend more to what they do when they dress up and whatever and whatever. And I have to admit that I know that when I put on makeup, I mean, so this last week, it was my birthday. So I was out to dinner.
Birthday.
Thank you
yes.
so much. So, I mean, I was out to dinner a couple times, out to lunch a couple times, mm-hmm. went to Filoli and saw the light.
I
it was
love
so
it. House
gorgeous.
Of Filoli. That was one of the first things I did in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, the Filoli house. Uh-huh. And their Christmas is really out of this world.
It is.
In fact, it's a Filoli house. Remember Dynasty?
Uh-huh.
That's the overhead when they talked about the mansion. That was the Filoli house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I don't even know what the Filoli house is. Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll take
it's in
you.
In the Bay Area.
She'll take you sometime.
I
Woodside. It's in Woodside. Anyway, so, you know, just getting dressed up, I thought, boy, COVID really took something out of me because I used to put on makeup and I used to dress well, and now I put on jeans and a sweatshirt, you know, and I'm thinking no makeup. And so it was really a fun thing to do, and it changed the whole week, you know, just taking care of yourself. So that was kind of something that I came
that's
to
an observation,
from that.
Your right. Bladder okay.
Right.
We need
so
we,
how
we
do
need
you,
to,
we need to take a break, but
I
want to talk about how you encourage people from this, just from you sharing with that and having this visual with this letter mm-hmm. of inference, how you encourage people to become
thoughtful.
More broad-minded mm-hmm. and not so
narrow-minded. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to – we can go
right.
there from here.
Right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redmond. Here's the great news. It is their anniversary. And every year on their anniversary, they have a great sale, and it just happens to coincide with Christmas and gift-giving for some super deals down there on anything ranging from Native American jewelry to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry at very fair prices. It's a locally owned, locally operated small business right here in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Head on down there. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Susan Wilson.
Those Christmas lights light up the street down where the sea and sailing.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm sorry, but there's some music from an era. You know, we did have some good stuff.
Uh-huh.
That
right.
was in the 70s.
Yep.
That was 70s. Everybody, he mm-hmm. was out of sight.
I used to go to, I think it was TGI Fridays. And they were, this
yes.
song was one of the songs
yeah.
from TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, welcome back to the show. We're here with Susan Wilson. You know, citizens advocating respect. And we always love to have you on. It's our deal. And you're talking about ladder of inference. But let's talk about your trip.
Which trip?
You just went to the Filoli House
oh, that's
in San
right.
Francisco in Aptos.
Uh-huh. So it was my birthday last week, and I turned... You want to guess 75.
Congratulations.
I know. I feel quite old this
oh.
week.
Well, you know, numbers don't. It's weird about a number and the mind.
Yeah.
They sometimes are so far off, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why my 25-year-old mind sometimes surprises my 70-plus year body doing things. And, I mean... Totally. And my, you know, in my head when I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you're into it, yeah, you're in it to the end. So, you know, and then there's that, it's this thundering question, why are you doing this? So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So in this
75th year, it is probably very, was it?
Diamond Jubilee.
Introspective.
My trip?
No, your whole, like, turning a special age.
I don't know if it was so introspective. I did some introspective things, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, actually, the actual day of my birthday, I did a facilitated retreat with the Orange County Mental Health Board.
Oh.
It was really fascinating experience. I've done it that kind of thing before, but this group was a fairly new board, a lot of new people on it, new mental health director, you know, talking about what do we want to do, how do we want to change what we do in Orange County, and I thought, we need to do that in Shasta. But that was really how it sort of started, and then I ended up in Aptos, where my daughter lives, and 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, not quite, we bought a small ranch, 17 acres, in Aptos up on the in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh, man. How did that fall into your lap?
Well, and we could afford it, which was
amazing. What is, like, how?
Did you buy it when you were a baby?
No. 3 years happened? Ago. What happened was I helped the kids buy a house maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was when in the 2000 when the housing was so low, they bought this $1 million house for $395,000 or $400,000, paid it off, and then we had $1.3 million to put down for a little ranch.
Wow.
For a guy who was also broke and really needed to move it along.
So he was like, so, you got cash as king.
Cash was good.
Wow.
And so we ended up with this, and it's just beautiful. And
17 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Can you believe that is golden?
So is this where we can take our horses and kind of drop them off for the summer?
Let them bale grass
for
you. My parents used to have a house in
Aptos. Go to a grass coma, and they eat a lot of grass, and they're just happy.
Yeah.
Their lip just kind of drop.
There's a lot of grass up there, you know. It's just a different world. It's such a different world, they're not really going to farm it or ranch it, you know.
Is it flat or is it on a hill?
There's a lot of flat because at one time it was a marijuana growing place. Mm-hmm. So they really worked on the soil, and the soils in this flat place is really nice. So we made a huge fenced vegetable garden, and there's huge fenced because of the deer, all the fencing. Orchard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool.
You have to because the deer, are, as far as they're concerned, thank you very much for feeding us.
And then they procreate. Yeah. And there's even more of them.
What a deal.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah.
I may have had to sell everything we own to take something like that.
Yeah.
Was there a house on it?
There's a small house, and they fixed up the house, you know. He's a craftsperson, and so they replaced all the doors, all the windows, you know, all the floors.
I can take anything apart.
And then leave it. And then leave it and forget,
and then
I
call Nathan. Nathan, no, and then Nathan, come over here and help me put this door in.
No, you're like, where's the hinge?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
what did I do with that hinge? Oh, I left it in the bathroom.
Oh, I removed it I removed the hinges with a shotgun blast. So they come off real easy then. Okay. All right. Going back to our way that we make decisions, your ladder of inference, you know, I looked up at another way of making decisions. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at it from a business side as opposed to a personal side, it's along the same lines, but you get into this as managers seek out a range of information to clarify their options. And, you know.
And that's right here on the ladder too, you know.
And the thing it all comes down to is your pool of data. If your pool of data is, shallow. Mm-hmm. You can go right up to observation, selected data, meanings, assumptions, conclusions, beliefs, and actions. But if it's out of a small pool, as opposed to a large lake, it kind of limits the decisions you're going to make.
That's right. It all
goes back, no matter what your political belief or social belief or anything, comes out of that. Out of that bottom pool of information.
That's right.
I'm not going to say knowledge because this is not knowledge. This is just information. Mm-hmm. Knowledge should fall in there someplace. You know, when you observe something and you select the data that is as broad as possible to look at, and here it says meanings. Over here it says identify alternatives.
Right. Don't jump to conclusions. And then remember last time I was here, we talked about motivational reasoning. Don't just get stuck where you are. Even after you make a decision, keep going back and checking with that pool of information to find out, is there something better? Is there a better way to make money if you're a business person?
Well, when you see something like the government telling you, you have to have a vaccination and you have to have it because it prevents you from getting COVID and it prevents you from spreading it to other people. That was just wrong. And people who stood up against that were canceled, they were censored, and all of these things. And then as we found out more, yes, the vaccination could help you not get as sick, but
right.
it would not keep you from getting it.
Right.
Would not keep you from giving it to other people.
Basically, you check back with the
right, and then so
with the puddle of information that's available, and found more information.
But yet the people, and then the people who pushed and wanted, you know, ruined people's lives and all this, and then they come back when the pool of information gets bigger, and says, oh, my bad, forgive us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's, you know what, that's very, very difficult for people to do,
mm-hmm.
because you close schools down, you've caused, you know, I mean, we set new records for deaths by overdoses during this time frame and all this. But you're right, you know, as that pool of data keeps coming in, but you've got to come out then, and if you're wrong, you've got to say you're wrong.
Right. And, you know, to go back again to this motivational reasoning, we check back with things that we agree with. If the government gives you the wrong information, then next time you're going to trust the government less. And when you look at information, whatever it's about, whether it's about COVID or something else, you know, and I think that one of the things that we have to do about this pool of information that's available to us is keep an open mind and look at a wide variety of information. You know, we all have to check different radio shows, different TV shows, different newspapers. I know, heaven forbid, but you have me, so, you know, you're good to go.
Okay, I like this one thing in here. It says, choose among alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in here, I'm sure, someplace. But what it says is, when it's time to make your decision, be sure to understand the risk involved with your mm-hmm. chosen route. You may also select a combination of alternatives now that you fully grasp all relevant information and potential risk. In other words, keep an open mind and have other things there. Say,
right.
Okay, this is my decision, but I do understand that there are alternatives to this.
Right. And on my little ladder, the way it shows up is adopt beliefs based on our conclusions.
Right.
So once we have evaluated something, then.
And you can go from observations, literally, to conclusions without everything in between.
Yes.
And there's where you get your jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
And we need to take a break. Hey, there's a business in town that has been with us since the day we opened, and that's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There is nobody better that's going to fix your windshield. Yesterday we were driving down the road, and we heard this bang sound. And,
oh, boy.
And it was a rock that had come off. We never even saw it. And it didn't look like it chipped the windshield. But if you get a chip in your windshield, don't take a chance with it getting bigger. Take it down to Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a free evaluation and analysis. Yeah, if it looks like it needs to be fixed, he'll fix it for you. Be out on your way in 45 minutes. But get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist who guarantees his work. You will not be disappointed here with Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And it's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with
Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maze on. I hope the smoky medicine is warm like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Singham Tantric. Like thinkers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I know.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, we're back on the air. Thank you. You have to let us know.
He did.
He did. Oh, my God.
Hey, this portion
of
the show.
Are you kidding me? At least I didn't say some bad words.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. I want to make that clear because we were talking other things during the
break. Yes, we were.
It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. They are great people. Tim and Logan, they are super people. And they work by appointments only, so you make an appointment at 530-244-9478 at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's off of Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And like I said, it's man's last stronghold. It's a great place. We're here with Susan Wilson, and of course Linda and I are both here. And we're talking about how do we make decisions, and even though we've talked around in circles about other things, mm-hmm. including your family's homestead.
And, in Aptah.
In Aptah. I've looked up, when we're talking about making decisions, how on a business side as opposed to on a personal side mm-hmm. you make it. And it's using the same techniques uh-huh. for the most part. Having too much information. A challenge is having too much information.
Yes, how do you sort it?
Not enough information.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important to identify how much background information is truly required. An overload of information can leave you confused and misguided. And that's what I believe the media does.
Mm-hmm.
They throw out the same story with so many different swings on it. You've got one one network, CNN, that is firing people by the dozens every week. Their viewership is really, really low. They fired their talking heads in some cases. Headline News did away with all live commentators, including this lady that's been there for 20 years. And they've gone to, I don't know if it's not live, and then they just do stories. I don't know how they do that, but we'll see. Because people have had have had enough of being told something. Here's the information I need to draw my decision on. By using this ladder, I am looking at the observable data. I'm selecting for that. I am seeing what that really means.
You're drawing conclusions from that?
I'm drawing conclusions from the assumptions based on what I have researched.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out the research is tainted.
Tainted or just so many different opinions that you can't choose. You know, I think this about kids going to school and all the virtual stuff that they have. Mm. You know, kids that live on the phone. Oh, I'm going to look that up. Oh, I'm going to look that up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to look that up. And I think sometimes their brains, well, can easily get overloaded with the variety of opinion that comes on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we know in the world, it's really hard to get to something that's either right or wrong. You know, there's always this little gray puddle of information around it. So, I mean, I worry about that. with young ones.
Well, that's the thing is, right at their fingertips, they've got Wikipedia. And Wikipedia, while in many times Wikipedia can be relied on, and other times Wikipedia can't. So then you go to fact checkers, and we've found that a lot of times fact checkers, you know, they've got a dog in the fight. And so how do you trust that? Mm-hmm. So it used to be you could trust major stations, ABC, NBC.
And major newspapers.
And now you're finding that's not so true anymore, that stories are slanted mm-hmm. in ways. I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion page and make an opinion, but it's other when you have stories slanted in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, all these major organizations, not all, but the majority of them are cutting back staff because they are losing readership or listeners mm-hmm. or whatever. When you get into trying to listen to or read the New York Times, they just laid off a bunch of people and refused to talk about it to their employees, which really ticked them off.
Mm-hmm.
So they're laying off people. They're cutting out things. Gannett cut 6,500 jobs across the nation, and it's impacted on us right here.
And just think what they did at Twitter.
Oh yeah. Well, in Twitter, when you find out that half the people aren't doing anything, really.
Yeah.
And so now you've got somebody named Musk in charge of Twitter, and it's making people crazy because he's releasing things showing that the government colluded with Twitter to keep stories out and to muzzle people. I mean, that is incredible that mm-hmm. you've got something like mm-hmm. that.
You know, and that that's why I think that how we come to conclusions is so important for us to think about
yeah.
because – you know, we only know what we can find or what we're told, and when it's something that's separate from the world that we live in, it's really hard to have all the information that we need in order to make good conclusions, you know. And then one of the things that this ladder of inference also refers to is the whole issue of, okay, so you decide that this is right. You know, you decide. We'll go back to our original discussion. That's the best sweater that Linda owns. I love that sweater. And then next week she puts on another one, you know, that I like better. And so, I mean, just we have to keep in mind that the world is flexible. Life is flexible. And we have to keep looking at the conclusions that we've drawn and not just stop, you know, not just stop by saying I'm going to vote Democratic or I'm going to vote Republican or I'm never going to go to another Board of Supervisors meeting again or, you know, the millions of things. I'm never going to eat spaghetti because I got really bad spaghetti the other night at the restaurant. You know, we have to stay open. You have to go back to the pool of information.
Yeah, which constantly changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pool. I like to think of it as a river of information.
Ooh, I like it.
It's much better than a pool because a pool is stagnant. And really, it's a river of information that keeps flowing through that you'll read one story and 2 days later see the same story, but it's got with a different twist on it. Like, and here's a good example. Mm-hmm. Border Patrol agents whipping Haitian immigrants coming across the border. Didn't happen. And as we learned from the photographer who took it, and they weren't whipping them. They were using their reins on their horses and yelling. And they were yelling at them, go back across the river. You're breaking the law. And what happened was it turned into they were flogging Haitian immigrants. And Biden talked about it. And the guy in charge of border security was talking about it. And it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But, the flow of information. If it had just been a pool, it would have never changed. But mm-hmm. it did change. So it is. It's a river of information. And sometimes that river is 300 yards wide and 12 feet deep. And sometimes it's like the Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 yards wide and an inch deep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you have to be picky about the information that you pull out of it. You have to think about it. You know, you have to not just make a quick assumption and say, oh, this is the way the whole world is. You need to play different, play with a variety of.
You do. Okay, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. Doug Tooley will guarantee you a great deal on Dish. And this guy knows if there's anything anybody doesn't know about Dish, it's not Doug. He knows everything. And you don't want to call the 800 number. No, the 800 number is somebody from another country who really doesn't, they don't live here. They can make all the promises in the world, but it doesn't ensure that they are correct. Doug Tooley has been here for 30 years. Call him at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. That's Doug Tooley, a better known business, BNT Satellite. We'll be right back with Susan Wilson.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Don Hayward, Assistant General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. As we reflect on this year, we know that we owe our success to you, our valued guests. However you choose to celebrate, we hope your holiday season is merry and bright. Happy holidays from Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Don Hayward, Assistant General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. As we reflect on this year, we know that we owe our success to you, our valued guests. However you choose to celebrate, we hope your holiday season is merry and bright. Happy holidays from Wind River Resort and Casino.
Thank you. Okay. Welcome back to our last segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM. How are you on this Monday morning, the week before Christmas? So happy to be here this
Another
morning.
Another grueling 2 hours.
And I just wanted to make it official and say this out loud. This is the first time in my adult life I have not done, and I'm talking since 15, a Christmas program somewhere. And so Pat Karch and Lou White and I are going to take your spot on Thursday night.
That's right.
We're going to
flip it. Man Up was going to be this Thursday. Now it's going to be
the last Thursday.
The last
of the
Thursday
month.
After Christmas, before New Year's, and then you get the end of the year with Man Up.
Yeah,
with
and
Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Perry Como.
And so this Thursday night, because I know some people listening, do you have a Christmas show this year? No, but yes, because Lou is going to come in with his saxophone, flute, and clarinet. Pat will be here with his keyboard. And we're going to just do some of our favorite Christmas music right here in the studio live.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah. And I have no idea what it's going to be. We'll just talk about, hey, what do you think of this song? I mean, I haven't opened my chops. It doesn't matter. It's heartfelt. And we hope that you, call in. Maybe you have a request. And we're just going to do that from 6 to 7 because we have to. It's important for the soul. I don't know. I love Christmas music, and it's just really important. Well, so join us.
Maybe you should do it for 2 hours.
Don't go there. I'm going to
Then
go
we
from,
could play it on Christmas
We're going to do it from 6 to
okay.
7. Thank you. 6 to 7 here on KCNR.
Okay. We're back with Susan Wilson, and we're talking about how do you make decisions. And as we've already changed out this beautiful little ladder of inference,
right,
and
to a river,
a river of observable data.
I think that's a great idea because the information doesn't stay the same.
Information highway. It keeps going.
Yep. Yep.
But the big thing is I think the biggest thing is have enough of an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
That if something you disagree with, take a look at it and look at the facts and mm-hmm. go, well, you know what? That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things.
Or at least part of that might be true.
Part of it might be true. And which then, if your decision is based wholly on two sources and then then you see three or four other sources that disagree with it that are ones that you can, trust on mm-hmm. things like mm-hmm. this. Like Wikipedia, some things you can just trust
mm-hmm.
because they don't have anything to do with contentious issues
mm-hmm.
like Genghis Khan. I mean, if you want to look up Genghis Khan, it has lots of information in there.
That's right.
But if you look up transgender in schools, it's just going to be whoever writes in this. Right. And that's what you can never forget is Wikipedia is done by people just putting stories into
it. As are all stories.
Or politicians.
All stories come out that way. You know, newspapers, media come out with some bias from the person who produced the information. That's why you have to stick with the river, you know, because you have to look at all the different boats that are coming down that river. I really like that river. That's just great.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I urge people to make conclusions about the things they see and the things they're talking about and the things they're thinking about. But the bottom line is what you said, Carl, and that is be sure and check in. You know, think about when you hear something different from you, what you really, really believe is true. Check in.
I've changed my mind in several times during the time we've been on the radio because somebody will come in with different facts than I have. And then I'll go back and look at them and say, well, you know what? Those are correct.
Those are pretty good.
And I need to nudge my opinion on this maybe this way a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's some things I know I'll never change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is. We're all like that. We have core beliefs that are never going to change. The world can change, but if your core beliefs stay the same, you're going to be fine. And I'm talking about morality and doing the right thing, taking responsibility, you know, those kind of things. Not, you know, esoteric values that change with the wind. But core values that you have in yourself that you want to keep growing, though. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, you know, ignore everything. And I hear people say, I don't look at that. Well, you got to. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to.
Yeah, I think
everything changes.
We need to keep our minds open.
Right.
We need to keep our minds open because we live in a rapidly changing world. And we've talked about that a little bit over the break. You know, it's a rapidly changing world. And if we want to be on it, we need to keep looking at the flow of information.
Well, you talked
that
about
we
this
are open to
at the break. This is according to a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all know that some
headlines
let's look at it
biased.
Different ways.
Yeah.
Fed cite explosion in child sextortion cases. FBI, DHS issue national public safety alert.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really interesting because by using the word explosion, what does that really mean? I mean, to me, it means, oh, my God, it's 10,000 times worse than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
When really maybe it's only 3 times worse than I thought it was. I don't know in this case. But I'm just saying, you know, check your facts. You know, look at stuff and, for heaven's sakes, read the whole article and see if there's something else by someone else. You know.
Well, according to this article, it said at least 3,000 victims, primarily boys, have been identified as targets in operations largely originating outside the U.S. in which children are being coerced into sending explicit images online and then extorting them for money. And what's happened through that is some kids they've found have committed suicide because they've gotten caught in these schemes. So it just says that desperate accounts for young victims said the number of incidents in the first 6 months of 2022 represented 1,000% increase from the same period last year.
Well, that's and then that is an explosion.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Susan.
Yes.
What are you going to do on the holidays here?
What am I going to do on the holidays? I'm going back to Aptos.
Okay.
And
my 17 acres.
And my daughter is a gluten-free, vegan sort of woman.
Okay.
So I'm going to my sister's house for Christmas where she's serving me prime rib and Yorkshire pudding.
Covering all worlds.
I've had vegans come to like Thanksgiving and they bring their own food.
Yeah, they bring their own food. That's fine.
And it's kind of like, that's fine with me. I'm not going to eat it. And you can make it look like anything you want.
Yeah.
It's great.
So a vegan...
Gluten-free vegan. So that means no flour, you know, no wheat flour.
So what does she look like?
No sugar.
This is your daughter-in-law, right?
She's slim, attractive. It's my daughter, actually.
Oh, your daughter.
Slim. And how she... she didn't grow up eating that way. We'll just put it that way. But she, then she went to UC Santa Cruz.
And she looked into this pool of observable data and went from there.
And, but
there are people, though.
Yeah. So I mean, she's one of the healthiest people that you'll see. I mean, she has no fat on her body. And she can climb mountains and plant trees.
Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, you see people that go into the vegan for a year or something like that, and the impact it's had on their body, some good, some bad. But
so one thing to know, too, about being a vegan or even a vegetarian is your body, if it grows up eating meat, your system gets used to that and modifies to meet that need. And so then later, if you decide to become a vegetarian, you have more difficulties in
processing foods.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to run. Susan, thank you so much for coming in here.
Pleasure.
You know, for everybody, when you're making your decisions, try to get the biggest,
find the river.
Find the river and don't be afraid to read things that may not agree with, you know, your thoughts or your beliefs. Because, you know, you may find, well, you know what? I do not agree with this, and that's fine, but at least you've exposed yourself to it. And Merry Christmas, and I'm glad you're not having just carrots for Christmas dinner.
Organic carrots.
Hey, we'll see you here tomorrow on KCNR.
I believe we have Haven Humane rolling
excellent.
In here.
Excellent.
Oh, no, we don't. Not tomorrow. We have other people coming in tomorrow.
Yes.
That's right. Thanks, and everybody.
Join us for surprise guests.
That's right.